News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Crop tops, shorts, blue jeans, gym gear, all offending clothes that younger people are now wearing into the office. This is according to one UK professional HR advisor who believes that Gen Z has totally lost the run of itself when it comes to deciding what to wear to the office. With us is Moira Grassick, who is COO of Peninsula Ireland. Moira, is the analyst correct? Has Gen Z no sense of what is appropriate office clothing?
Basically, what we're seeing at the moment is the office environment, I suppose, has changed significantly over the last number of years. And the majority of Gen Zs would have probably started working during COVID, were working from home, and the dress code, working from home and on Zoom, etc., like that, would have been much more relaxed than what the expectation is in an office environment. So it's really important that the employer lets the employee know, whether they're Gen Z or any other employee, know what exactly their expectation is in the workplace for dress code.
So what are the norms? What should you be, let's say you're going for standard day-to-day, 9-to-5 in the office, what's appropriate and not appropriate?
So it depends on the environment that you're working in, and it depends on the different type of industries that you'll be in. So if, for example, you're in a legal industry or some sort of professional body, it may be more suits, ties, you know, skirts, etc., like that. While if you're working in a tech company, you normally find they're a little bit more relaxed. It's kind of like casual jeans, maybe jumper, etc. So it really depends on the work environment that you're in.
What if you're unfamiliar with the work environment? You're arriving for your job interview to a new potential employer and you've no idea whether they're the sort of tech bro Patagonia gilet or whether they're suits and ties.
So one of the things that you can do is you can ring and you can ask. So what exactly, I'm going for an interview with you tomorrow. Can you just let me know what your dress code is? So you have a good idea. If you don't get that answer, err on the side of caution. So I think all of us know that when you go into an interview, you're supposed to present yourself in your best form possible. So dressing appropriately for what you would think would look like in an office environment or a tech industry is the best route to go.
What's the worst errors that you've seen?
I suppose people that maybe wear clothes that may be too revealing, or maybe that they haven't dressed themselves appropriately in relation to different hygiene type of things. So there are some of the stuff that we kind of come across every now and then.
How do you advise an employer to tackle that?
In relation to the dress code, or yeah?
When you see somebody wearing, I mean, let's say the first those, you have somebody who is wearing something too revealing. Cameron decides that he's going to come to work in that sleeveless t-shirt that we all enjoy so much. How do you engage?
Yeah, so the very first thing is that you make sure that you've got a policy in place. So your policy will outline exactly what that dress code looks like. And you can give examples in relation to it. If it's a case that somebody may not be abiding by the dress code, just take them in, have a little chat with them, just explain to them what the dress code is, give them a copy of it and let them understand exactly what that should look like.
And what if you don't get do you tend to get a positive response? Do people go, oh God, I didn't realise? Or yeah, do they make a big issue of it?
Yeah, normally people will realise what it is and maybe not ever realise that they didn't read the policy or they didn't understand that they're dressing in an inappropriate manner.
Which are the most relaxed industries? Is it still tech?
It's normally tech, yeah, tech, IT, and even sometimes in different companies you'll see that a department that may be client-facing, for example, may be more professional, while somebody who's behind the scenes in relation to tech IT may have a different dress code based on the type of work that they do.
Moira, thank you very much. That is Moira Grassick, COO of Peninsula.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.